How did you come across Up Up Down Down?
Button Bishop is an old friend of mine. I went to college with a playwright named Robert Attenweiler, who also writes in New York, and Robert and Barton went to NYU together. So I've known Barton since about 2005 and been a big, big fan of his work. I've seen almost all of his productions he's had done in New York, and he came to me in 2009 and said, you know, we haven't had a chance to work together, and I wrote this play, and I thought it was going to happen somewhere else, but now it's not, and I think it might be a good role for you, so would you be interested in taking a look at it? And I did, and I read it, and I fell in love, not just with the character, but with the entire story. So I brought it to New York Theater Experiment, which is my theater company that I'm also a co-founder in, and everybody gave it a read, and we started kind of getting on board after that.
Oh, so you were kind of like the catalyst for the entire production being picked up
in a way. In a way, yes. I mean, I think we all have our eyes open all the time for new work. But in this case, since I had the personal relationship with Barton, I guess this one was mine.
Okay. I mean, from watching the play, I think Barton is definitely influenced by, like, 80s pop culture. Like, kind of definitely has like some Kevin Smith and like John Hughes going on in his writing. What's your favorite part of his writing style?
What I like as an actor is I think the words are so easy to say. Barton writes in a style that's very conversational and very true to life. If you looked at the page, there are a lot of slashes and hash marks and dashes and ums, and it's a little difficult at first to kind of wrap your mind around when you're saying it. It just feels so natural and easy, and that's what I love about working on, or, you know, one of the reasons why I loved working on this play.
Okay. What do you think were the biggest differences from, you know, an actual reading of the play and how it was performed? Do you think something else came out in the performance that was different from, you know, just a regular straight read-through?
Well, I have to credit our director, Eric Pearson, with bringing to life a lot of the technical elements of the play. For anyone who didn't see it, there was a lot of video, and there's a lot of audio, and all of that wasn't necessarily on the page. I think there was a world created that felt very much like a video game, and, you know, a video game arcade where several of these characters work, and that's not necessarily intuitive when you read it on the page. So I think we created a world that was bright and visceral and exciting, and all of that is in the text, but the actual production, I think, just was able to bring that to life.
Okay, for the people listening, can you just tell us a little bit about the character you played, and then just answer this, what do you think you have in common with that character?
Sure. I played Joy Flanagan, who was a 20-year-old young woman living in New Mexico who was living kind of an isolated existence because her mother has mental illness, and she's terrified of becoming like her mother and hurting the people that she loves, because that's what happened to her when she was younger. You know, I'm very fortunate that I personally don't necessarily have mental illness in my family, but I think everyone's a little scared of connecting with another human being in one way or another, especially in this age of Facebook and Twitter and all of these online tools designed to kind of, you know, while they claim to connect us, they sometimes can disconnect. I think sometimes it's hard to have a real personal interaction with another person. And so I think I can relate to Joy in that way, of being unsure of where to begin when it comes to relating to somebody else and building a real relationship.
The performance just finished its run on February 20th. Are there any thoughts of kind of reopening it? I mean, I know a lot of bigger publications really enjoyed it, and we certainly did. Are there any chances that it might come back?
Well, I mean, Patrick, we'd love for it to come back. there are no plans in the works right now, but of course we would certainly be open to an extension or a longer run, or, you know, helping Barton to get it produced regionally or somewhere else. I think it's a show that could certainly play just about anywhere. So, you know, my hope for him and for the show is that it does get picked up for a longer run, or even, you know, somewhere outside of New York. But we would love nothing more than for that to happen.
Okay, one of my favorite parts of the performance was, I mean, I thought you were stellar, and you obviously, you know, set the table for many of the things that happened on stage, but I mean, Ben Williams and some of the other people that were on stage were just fantastic as well. There was a real, what it seemed, that there was this real camaraderie between all of you guys. Can you just describe how you guys all interacted with one another?
Sure, and thank you very much. I mean, I do think we are a family, and even though the show is over, I think that bond will continue to last and to grow, and I think we were very, very gifted to have a just good group of people. On top of being good actors, everybody had a good sense of humor and was able to kind of, you know, take a sometimes a very serious or heavy subject matter and be able to laugh at it and to laugh with it and laugh with each other, which I think is most important. But there was a lot of consideration for each other's feelings and needs, and it was like one big relationship. And I have to credit Eric, our director, with putting together just a wonderful ensemble.
Okay, a lot of actors do research, you know, for their roles, and they kind of try and embrace themselves in that atmosphere that they're, you know, that their role is encompassing. What did you do to kind of prepare yourself for this? Did you play some video games? Are you a gamer?
Well, you know what's funny is I told Barton this story very early on, that when I was, I think in about fifth grade, I was the regional Super NES Donkey Kong champion in Pickerington, Ohio. So I was the kid growing up, was totally into Nintendo. I had a subscription to Nintendo Power. I had the Power Pad. I had the Duck Hunt game and gun and all of that. I was obsessed with Mario and Mega Man. So I do have, you know, some of that in my background. You know, I can't claim to get all of the inside jokes in the show, but I certainly had a little bit of insight into some of that world.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say about the production that we didn't touch base on?
You know, I just want to acknowledge like how grateful I feel to have been a part of it. I think it was a really special experience, and I'm thrilled that we were able to bring it to life.